This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. A new restaurant on East 2nd Street near Pleasant Valley is blending Texas and Japanese culinary influences. And here with his review of Kamuri Tatsuya is Austin American Statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hi, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
So who's behind Kamuri Tatsuya?
So you know Ramen Tatsuya, I would imagine.
Yeah, but for people who aren't familiar.
Yeah, so that's Tatsu Aikawa and Tako Matsumoto. So they opened Ramen Tatsuya in 2012 up north off 183, and then they opened a second location off South Lamar. So those are ramen spots, obviously.
Very popular places.
That's right. And so Tatsu was born in Tokyo and raised in Austin. Tako was born in the States, first generation American. And so they're very specifically situated to be the guys that would meld the flavors of Texas and Japan, meld these two flavors. And sometimes when you think of like fusion cuisine, you might think of Wolfgang Puck or putting brisket on a pizza or the abomination we see right now in some places, the sushi burrito. But what they've done is they've kind of seamlessly mixed Japan and Texas. And it makes sense because they're both DJs, actually. So who better than to mix right. Japanese and Texas culture than these two guys?
It's a mashup. So give me some specific examples from the menu. What does that actually look like and taste like?
It's housed in East Austin in the former Live Oak Barbecue restaurant. They pay homage to that tradition with a list of smoked items. They have smoked duck breast. It's very rich and it's cut by a little bit of orange ponzu. They do brisket, which is up there with some of the better barbecue places in town. You can order it lean or fatty. Of course, you want to get fatty. They right. also do smoked fish, like a smoked mackerel. They do fish collar. So they've got that list of smoked dishes. And then they also do an interesting job of mashing up Japanese and Texas dishes. So if you've been to Japan, you might have seen takoyaki, which are octopus fritters. They're basically fried octopus balls. And so what they did here was they put the shell is real kind of thin and crackling, and they cover it with chili and cheese. So you've got so it kind of plays like a Frito pie with an octopus fritter. It sounds weird, but it's really seamless. And then you've also got they do skewers, you know, yakitori with chicken, and then they do kushiyaki, so they have beef tongue skewers, they have a miso marinated scallop. So you've kind of got that grilled section, you've got the smoked section, and then you've got this munchies section. One of them is called a Hot Pockets with a Z, and what they do is they take tofu, they split it open, they fill it with gouda and brisket, and then they fry it. So it's this crunchy, cheesy, smoky, delicious kind of high-minded stoner food, if you will.
What about the drinks at Kamuri? You have the menu there. It looks like they have quite an offering.
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess you'd call this an izakaya smokehouse. And an izakaya is pub-style food in Japan, where drinking is kind of an integral part of the experience. It's very social. And this place is really social. It's really fun. The music is good. The decor really matches up Japan and Texas. And people have a great time there. I told a friend of mine, if you're not having a good time at this place, you're on the wrong date. But they've got a big list of Japanese whiskey. They have a nice selection of sake. The Cowboy Yamaha goes really well with the smoked items. It has that taste of leather almost. And then they've got a Puff Puff Pass cocktail, which is for two or three people. It comes in this big blowfish looking glass, and it has shochu in it, rum, pecan, grapefruit, five spice bitters. It's kind of like a tropical Japanese cocktail. So yeah, cocktails, whiskey, sake, Japanese beer, Texas beer, it's all flowing there.
Expensive place?
No, refreshingly, in this day and age, especially in Austin, you can get in and out of there for, you know, $30 or so probably per person.
With drinks?
With drinks. And so, you know, everything's pretty shareable there.
Anything you didn't like about Kamuri Tatsuya?
Not really. I've got to say the service is great. It's knowledgeable. It's friendly. There was one visit where we felt a little rushed. We almost kind of felt like they were trying to get us in and get us out because sometimes there's a wait of an hour outside. It depends on when you go and how lucky you get, of course. But not much bad to say about these places. There might have been a mackerel dish that was a little tough from the smoke, but for the most part, really loved it. It's one of the great new additions here in Austin.
The restaurant is Kamuri Tatsuya. It's on East 2nd at Pleasant Valley, and you can read Matthew Odom's full review right now at austin360.com or in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. Matthew, thanks for bringing this to us.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.